Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Katherine Crowley. They are committed to helping you navigate the hardest part of any job, the people. And now, here are Kathy and Katherine.
Hey, welcome back to Your Crazy Office. I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Katherine Crowley.
And it's a beautiful, God, it's spring. I love it.
I love it.
It's getting warmer. And here we are. We've got two really good questions for you. Christine's going to read them in a minute. But, you know, I just found today, it's funny how, you know, we had some technical difficulties. It's always funny how you have to check the plugs.
That's right.
Here we thought we had some big catastrophe, but the plug was out of the wall. All right. Anyway, Christine, what's question number one today?
Okay. So question number one is, I work in a school office with two other secretaries. I get along well with everyone except one of the secretaries. Everyone has noticed that she talks to me in a very condescending way. My boss has spoken to her previously about it. I have spoken to her previously about it. Although it has improved somewhat, she is still condescending to me, and I don't know how to respond to her. I honestly don't know the actual words to say and how to say them. I need my job, so I need to know how to deal with this, as I have never had to deal with this before.
Yeah, this is extremely unpleasant.
Sure is.
I hate condescending.
It's
not
also,
nice.
Well, just the way you're talking right now, it's very activating.
Yeah.
When someone condescends to you or to one, to an individual, we have such strong reactions to it that it's hard.
It's nasty.
Right. And then it's hard to find a level way to approach it.
Right. Right. Ugh. So what do you do? What would you do, Miss Therapy?
Well, actually, I would start with the old unhooking physically. I would really encourage this person before she comes up with her plan or before she executes any plan to do quite a bit to cool herself down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's, we love telling people to do some physical exercise, if she likes to run, to walk, to swim, do team sports, something though to really cool your system off, because dealing with someone like this and the anger that comes up and resentment that comes up, it's very hard to know what to say without coming sounding sarcastic.
I just wonder if she talks to other people this way or if she's just singled out this particular woman, because it doesn't say that. And it says, you know, she went to her boss and then the woman got a little better. I just wonder if she ticked her off somehow. That's the road I'm going down.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I think she needs to meet with her. I agree with you, though, once she's cooled down and say, look, did I offend you in some way? Now, what's probably going to happen is the woman's going to deny it.
Right.
Because if she actually had the guts to confront, she would say what the problem was. But she's acting in a way that is kind of gutless. You know, being condescending, that means you really are mad at somebody, but you don't have the guts to tell them why, right?
Well, although she says that she has spoken to this woman previously about it.
And it works for a while.
So it could be that this, you know, some people, when they address a coworker in the office, just take an attitude.
She's just condescending by nature.
Yeah, and she just may think that she knows more, you know, that she knows more than her colleague. But I agree that you could certainly talk to her. I was actually thinking to take it on a more playful level, which is to say, look, I know it's not your intention, but you still come off on occasion. I still hear what you're saying to me in a condescending tone. So could I say a word that gives you the signal that it sounds condescending to me?
And you think she's going to say yes?
Well, if she was willing to have these previous conversations, possibly.
I think she's not willing to change. I mean, I don't know what this woman's problem is, but I think that you have to kind of let it go. You know, that she's an unhappy woman.
Yeah.
I would try once to say, look, have I done something that irritates you? Like, let's clean it up. What did I do that bothered you? And she's going to deny it. I just know she is. That's the kind of character she is. And then, you know, there's nothing you're going to do. You're not going to change her. She's got a big problem.
She does have a problem.
I would ignore her. I would actually freeze her out, which is very immature of me.
Kathy, we're supposed to take the high road here.
I'm just telling the truth. I would want to freeze her out. But
see, I would try to play with her, honestly, because I think people who are condescending are not aware of it a lot of the time. And I live with someone who can sound a little condescending at different times. Not that he needs to ever hear that from me, but so I'll say to him, oh, you say the sweetest things, right, or that, what's that again, cupcake, you know, or...
Does it work?
What happens is when he catches himself, mm-hmm, he starts laughing.
Okay.
But that would mean that in this case, you had a good relationship with your condescending coworker.
Right. I don't think that's the case here. I think she's got to let it go. I don't think this is going to get better. She can confront it,
yeah,
and say, what did I do? But I think that's something she'll have to go back and do every couple of months.
Yes.
Because I don't think this woman is
going to
change.
And then not take it personally, you're
right,
saying.
Right.
Which is learn to let it roll off your shoulders.
Right. It's her problem.
Yeah.
She's the one with the problem.
Yeah.
Oh. Let's move on. Christine, I know we have another good question that came in today through email.
Yeah, exactly. We have a second question. It says, an email was sent out by our manager regarding bathroom breaks, which she only wants us to take during our regular break. I start at 7 a.m. My lunch is at 12:30 to 1:15.
Ooh, I'd be in trouble.
I would have gone five times by that.
I leave for the day at 3:30. So I only get one chance, according to her email, to take a bathroom break. Mm. Her solution, if we have to go more than the time allowed to stop, is to stop drinking fluids. I am on a diuretic, can't control that very well. Mm-hmm. I get lower stomach cramps trying to hold it for that period of time. I need my job. What are my rights? Can a boss rightfully control your personal bathroom needs?
This is so hard to believe.
It is. And
this,
yet,
this is real. This really happened. It happened in Michigan. Oh my goodness. Or yeah, it's happening. You know, clearly you're on a medication. You can get a doctor's note.
I agree.
Right. And then there's nothing she can do about it. But you know what I really think this boss is saying?
What?
I think this boss is probably pissed off because people go to the potty.
Pissed off?
Pissed off, literally.
Going to the potty.
Because people go to the potty and they spend a lot of time in there.
Oh,
that's what I think.
Their nose?
Well, that or
texting their friends.
Exactly. I think they're making phone calls. I think they're doing job interviews. I think they're putting on their makeup. I think they're having affairs. I don't know what they're doing in the bathroom, but I think that's she's taken this extreme position.
Uh huh.
You can only go to the bathroom once.
Yeah.
Because she's annoyed that people are spending too much time in the bathroom. I really think that the boss is being a coward and not standing up for what she really wants to say.
What does she really want to say, Kathy?
Go to the potty, do your business, and get back to work. That's what she really wants to say. But she feels that's unprofessional. So then she sends out this totally unprofessional email.
Well, I agree with you that someone needs to talk to this manager because she's not going to get the best performance out of her employees with this particular policy.
Yeah. No, this is
and the legality of it. You're more familiar with the law
never seen a law about potty breaks.
Yeah.
I have it. I think, you know, I think the staff needs to go to her and just say, look, we'll get somebody to cover for us and we'll be a lot quicker.
Yeah.
And we're sorry if we've done anything wrong. But I think there's a message underneath this. That's what I think.
Yeah. Well, and that's a really interesting point where you're talking about the staff coming together.
Yeah.
One of the things that we talk about a lot is if there's a problem, a situation that arises as a real problem, that is a policy, the best kind of counteraction, if as a group you have a problem with it, is to come back with an alternative policy.
Right.
Right. So that would be something for our dear question asker to figure out in the long run with her colleagues, because I'm sure no one's finding this to be a good idea.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, join in next time.
And we will...
answer your questions about your crazy workplace.
My crazy office.
Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.